1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student-staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome again to Milano's here on Brown Street. And welcome to another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here on the home of the Flyers, joined by the coach of the Dayton Flyers, Rick Chamberlain. And also, we're going to be hearing from a couple of student athletes, a big part of this Dayton Flyer football team, junior wide receiver Ryan Skibinski, and also freshman cornerback Christian Kelly. Well, it was a 36-34 loss on the road at San Diego on Saturday. And, Coach, a game that really, you know, we talk about football being, you know, a game of inches. Saturday's game, you know, we could break it down, but ultimately just maybe just an inch here and a second here. And who knows, it could have been a little different in the end.
It certainly could, Larry. And what it came down to was two very good football teams and competing against one another, going toe-to-toe, back and forth. And what it was going to come down to was who was going to make the least amount of mistakes, mental mistakes, who was going to miss the least number of tackles, and then who was going to make the play at that crucial times of the game. And unfortunately, San Diego, they did that. We had our moments, both offensively and defensively, but they just got enough on us, making play-wise, mistake here or there, they didn't make, and that's why they came out on top.
Game started well for Dayton in that the defense stiffened up after they put together a nice drive. Yep. You block a kick, you come down, you score yourself, come back down again, turn them away. And it appeared that, you know, you were doing some really good things both offensively, defensively, and certainly special teams at that time.
Yes, and that was important to us, Larry. We felt like over the last few years, San Diego has really got on us right away. They really asserted themselves physically and scoring points. Last year, I think, first three times they had the ball, they scored. It was 21-0 in the first quarter. And so I felt very good about how we started, defensively stopping them, offense taking the ball down and scoring. But a good team is not going to let that phase them. They're going to just keep fighting back, and that's what San Diego did.
You know, the back and forth it goes in the first half, and then I called it a couple of bad breaks in that second quarter. One can, you know, really only be considered a bad break. You force them to punt. You know, you've still got the lead at that point in time. Yeah. You force them to punt, and the ball hits a guy that, you know, I have not looked at the tape, but looking at it in real time, really can't even fault the player involved. Obviously, you know, if he had to do over again, he might have done something different. Right. But just one of those things where just an inch. I mean, that was
correct.
The difference between that ball going past him and the ball hitting him in the back of the leg.
Hitting him in the leg. It was. He was running down the sideline. It was a hang it for them, which he's trying to make it drop inside the 10. It actually got down inside the 5. So it was going to bounce into the end zone for a touchback, and we'd get it back out at the 20 there. But it just took a crazy bounce, hit his leg, and they were right on it. They had two guys right there. So they get first and goal on the 2-yard line. And you give San Diego that opportunity, more than likely they're going to score off of that, and that's exactly what they did.
So they get to the lead.
Yep.
But then they're able to add to that lead before halftime, and again we said it came down to an inch and a second. They were granted, let's just be honest, a phantom timeout.
Yes.
The first half had come to a close, but somehow a timeout is awarded and a second's put on the clock, enough time for them to kick a field goal. You lose the game by 2 points, and so obviously that kind of sticks in your craw today.
It does, Larry. It does. And the fact was the play, there were 7 seconds left in the half. They go back to pass because I figured they'd try to throw in the end zone. He can't find anybody. So the quarterback scrambles. He runs towards our sideline. We're just saying, hey, just get him to the ground, all this, and our guys tackle him. And so the official then starts walking up to blow the play over, to start waving his hands. And I figure the half's over. And then once I look across the field and I see the other official saying timeout, I look at the clock, there's a second on the clock. And then that's when I came out onto the field. It's timeout. So I'm coming out onto the field. Next thing I know, they're throwing the flag on me, saying, you can't come out and protest a call, coach. And I said, I'm not protesting the call. I want to find out how they got a timeout, and there was still a second left on the clock. And they didn't want to listen to me, and so they got their second, and they got to kick the field goal to go up 23-14 at that point.
Am I right? Is that your first?
It's my second.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Now, the other one was legit. That was back against Robert Morris about 4 years ago. That one was legit. I came running out on a fumble there. But this one, it still bothers me, Larry.
Well, and understandably so. That being said, you go in, you're down 9 at the half. You come out, and I thought still kept your poise, played a pretty solid third quarter, back and forth. And then they score two unanswered touchdowns. Yes. And the one was a 75-yarder that it looked, you know, that happens with 11 minutes to go in the game. They go up 15, look like it was a complete backbreaker, nail in the coffin. I'll bring out every sports cliche I can think of to just try to describe that moment. And yet, you came back.
Came back. And I just think that shows you the grit in this football team. They play hard, and they don't care what the score is. I mean, you're on the road against the supposedly the best team in the conference. You're down by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And all at once, our offense makes some big plays. Our defense makes some stops. The quarterback not getting completions there. And so all at once, we find ourselves with about two and a half minutes. We score a touchdown and down 36-34. And feeling good, we have to go for two. And this is where, Larry, I said, when you got two good teams, it's going to come down who makes the least amount of mistakes. We had a two-point play called. We had a player line up on the wrong side. And that totally, totally interfered with what the play was going to be. If he doesn't line up on that side, which was the side that we were trying to overload, the two-point play would have been completed. But there was too many people in the face of Jack, and we just didn't get it. And so we try an onside kick, and kick didn't get to where we wanted it to. It was there. It was there, but now we have to stop them because we got 3 timeouts. We'll stop them, get 3 timeouts, get our offense back to the ball. And, again, great players make great plays when they need to, and that's what their quarterback did. And so they got the first down and ran out the clock then.
Well, a tough one for the Flyers as they come out just on the short end of the stick, 36-34 to San Diego. We'll talk more about that, but we're also, as we mentioned, going to hear from 2 student-athletes who had big ball games on Saturday. We're having big careers, one in his third year now and the other just getting his feet wet in college football. Ryan Skibinski, wide receiver, Geneva, Illinois. You have been on the program before, but we're going to go through that same old thing that we always do. Tell us about your high school background and what brought you to the University of Dayton.
Yep, as you said, I'm out of Geneva, Illinois. I was recruited by Dayton my senior year, late senior year, so I had a pretty good senior year. And I was recruited by Coach Evans. And I came here, visited, had a great time. I loved the coaches. I loved the players, you know, everything about it, honestly. Everyone said, like, you'll never regret it if you come here. So I saw the football, you know, the facilities, fell in love with the coaches, players, and immediately I felt like this was the place for me.
Now, you must have played on a heck of a high school team. I say that because you're a darn good football player, but – there's a guy that's playing at Butler, Pace Temple. He was a wide receiver on that team. And wasn't your quarterback the guy that was at, Southeast Missouri earlier this year?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So, I mean, you guys are pretty good.
Yeah, we were very good. We also had, like, two other, one Division II running back and another Division I. He went to Princeton. He's a linebacker there. So we were all on the same team, and, you know, we made a good run. We had a real good year. I think we were 10-2, I believe. We made it to the quarterfinals. We lost to a very good team, so, and that team went on to state. So, you know, we had a good team. They're all good players. They're all having pretty good careers. So.
All right, you line up for 40. Who won?
Oh, me.
That's what I wanted to hear. All right, we're going to hear more from Ryan Skibinski coming up here in the program. And also, Christian Kelly comes from Cincinnati Sycamore High School. And tell us about your background there, Christian. What brought you to UD?
Yes, sir, from Sycamore High School. People told me about UD and how it was a great school and great football program, and I came here first time with my dad, met Coach Fox, and Coach Fox gave me like a little tour around UD, so then got some connections with him, and then went to UD camp, so I had a pretty good camp there, and then came here for my official. Then what really stood out to me most importantly was a great group of guys. Like, this team has a great group of guys that are just great people, and they've just been coaching me all along, and they're the reasons why that I came here to UD.
All right. Well, we're going to learn a lot more about both Christian Kelly and as well as more about Ryan Skibinski. We'll look back again at San Diego and the positive things that happened that day, a school record, in fact. Also, you got to look ahead. That's why your eyes are in front of you, not behind your head, as Dayton's got a big game against Drake coming up. All to come here tonight. It's the Rick Chamberlain Show, and we are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. A freeze warning issued for most of the Miami Valley for tonight. DP&L telling a local community that their banners honoring veterans must come down. And a man is in the hospital and two cops are on leave after a Friday night shooting in Dayton. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Are you searching for a unique, independent lifestyle with all the comfort and security you need? At Brookhaven Retirement Community, all your basic services are located right on our campus. You'll find on-campus healthcare, salon, and restaurant-style dining all within easy walking distance. The cottage homes at Brookhaven offer the comforts of your own home without the worry of household upkeep. Call today, 833-4006. To schedule your tour.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 42 area schools, we treat more student athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, our team of board-certified sports medicine and orthopedic physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Premier Health, taking care to a higher level.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Skies will slowly clear towards sunrise. Frost developing, prompting a freeze warning for most of the valley tonight. Drop down to about 33 in the morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Gilbert Kelwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's. A great place to come on a Monday night, certainly for the Rick Chamberlain Show. But with Dayton playing at home this coming Saturday against Drake, great place to come after the game and celebrate what we hope will be a Dayton Flyer victory, as the Flyers are back in PFL action, coming off of a loss to the defending champion Toreros, 36-34. San Diego runs its PFL winning streak to 24 games. They've won now 19 straight home games. They've won 30 straight home PFL games. And you look at the last time they lost a home game in the PFL, Dayton Flyers, 2010. Last time they lost a PFL game, Dayton Flyers, 2015. So that kind of underscores not just the excellence of San Diego, and let's give them their due, but the fact that Dayton is right there chomping at the bit, and it's back and forth. And I thought it was a, you know, if it was a boxing match on Saturday out there, it was a puncher's match. I mean, two teams going toe-to-toe. And if Dayton Flyer fans are disappointed in the loss, understandably so, but you cannot be disappointed in the fight that this team showed.
It was, Larry, and you and I were talking during the break there. What I was really pleased about was how physical we played. And because size-wise, San Diego, on both sides of the ball, have some outstanding players and strength and size there. But our guys didn't break back down. We brought the fight to them a number of times, and it just came down to those plays, big plays, and they made them. We didn't make enough, but as far as the physical, the intensity of our play, for a fan, they had to love the game because it was a true football game with a lot of good hitting and a lot of good plays being shown on the field there.
It was such a competitive game and an emotional game as well, before, during, and after, so much so that it was hours after the game was over that I'm sitting in the airport in San Diego waiting to catch our red eye back, and I go, oh, wow, Jack Cook just set a school record for passing yardage. It did not occur to me at the time it was happening, even though, right, I had the numbers in front of me, but 432 yards passing in a game. That's the best passing performance in a single game by a Dayton quarterback. He surpasses the 414 that Kevin Johns had put up, uh-huh, ironically, against San Diego in 1996. But, boy, Jack has put together two pretty good games back-to-back.
He has. And Larry, it's all about the growth, understanding the offense, getting his reads, getting his timing down. It helps to have the weapons that we have on offense to help that quarterback out with a Ryan Skibinski and Adam Troutman and Tucker Yinger and Matt Tunaclip, Kyle Butts. I mean, you just go on and on with the weapons that he has there. But how he can really use those guys in his passing game, in his running ability, he has a bright, bright future ahead of him there. And I was so happy for him there. And Kevin Johns, people know, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback here at Dayton. He's in the UD Hall of Fame. And for him to break the record as a freshman, redshirted freshman, Kevin set that record his junior year in that shootout out at San Diego in 96 there. And so that was great for Jack to be able to get that done.
One of those weapons sitting here at our table tonight, junior wide receiver Ryan Skibinski, and you had a big game, 117 yards in receptions, two touchdown passes, and from your end of things, are you starting to see Jack's growth to the point where he's putting the ball where you have a chance not just to make a reception? There's a difference between making a reception and being able to make a play with the pass.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen him improve over the games. You know, in training camp, we didn't expect him to come in and play. So, after Jeske got hurt, he kind of just got thrown in there. So we've been working on the timing, and he's definitely improving. It's nice to see that. As Coach said, he's got a very bright future here. He's getting more accurate with the ball. He's making better reads. He's all around, I think, becoming a better football player.
I mean, your first touchdown pass, the little screen inside, I mean, if that ball is just a little bit behind you, you get a nice 5-yard gain. He puts it right where you catch it in stride. It's a touchdown.
That's
the difference, I guess.
Yeah, that is the difference. You know, that, it's important as a quarterback. It's all about ball placement and timing. So if he can master those, he'll be a great quarterback.
All right. A big game on Saturday as well. Maybe a bit of a coming of age for a young freshman cornerback. Christian Kelly, you have been thrown out there right away, much like Ryan Skibinski, who was first game as a true freshman. He's out there in the thick of it, as you have been as well. Out there on an island a couple times on Saturday, and you made plays. You made plays. You broke up some passes against the best quarterback in the league and a guy who's probably going to be an all-league wide receiver as well. How much more comfortable did you feel Saturday than you did that very first snap against Robert Morris in the opener?
I felt a lot more comfortable. It seems like the speed of the game has slowed down a lot more to me from week one to now it is. And along with that, I've gotten a lot better in the film room, learning how to watch film the right way, looking at things that I didn't look at in high school. And just being able to do all of that just makes the game a lot easier for me now.
Scheming now, Coach, with the development of a guy like Christian, when you can see that, okay, he is now picking up on things and you know he's got some physical tools, are you able to do more defensively than maybe you were in that very first game?
Exactly. You have a lot more options when you feel comfortable with your one-on-one coverage out there. I mean, the way we've had the last few years with Cameron Stubbs, Christian Searles, that means you can do a lot more with the other players. And we can see that out of Christian. It's getting close. He's still got little techniques here that he's working on, but I thought this was his best game. One example there, you talk about him going against their best receiver there. I thought his best play was when they put that freshman 6'5 receiver on his side, the freshman from Las Vegas. We knew what they were going to do. We knew it because it was going to go up in the end zone. It was going to be a jump ball. And Christian was chest to chest with him, went up, knocked it out of him. And I thought that was an outstanding play on that fade pass there because this guy's 6'5". He's all of 6'5". And what are you, 5'9"? Are you 5'9", Christian?
On a good day.
On a good day.
On a good day.
On a good day. But he played it perfect and knocked it. And that was a big play. That was a big play. They were still behind at that point. Yeah. I think it led to their field goal try
that
missed. And so I thought that was his best play of the day.
All right. Well, there's a lot of plays ahead for Christian Kelly. He's just a freshman, and there's a lot of football left ahead for Ryan Skibinski. But we're going to learn about them off the football field. Also, we're going to take a look at this year's edition of the Drake Bulldogs and where the State and Fire football team is now as they head down the home stretch of the Pioneer Football League schedule. That's all coming up as we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Dave Daniels. Here are the three big things you need to know this hour. A man is in the hospital and two cops are on leave after a Friday night shooting in Dayton. DP&L telling a local community that their banners honoring veterans must come down. And our top story, you might want to bring those plants inside tonight.
I'm Chief Meteorologist here, Rick Elwell. I'm tracking the threat for frost tonight, just how cold it gets in my forecast straight ahead.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic, Miami Valley Freeway is looking good right now. Northbound 75 at Carillon Boulevard to I-70, that 10-mile drive should take you just about 9 minutes. And our top story, Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell tells us a freeze warning is in effect for most of the Miami Valley tonight.
The coldest air of the season coming into the valley tonight as temperatures are expected to drop to near freezing. That's prompted the National Weather Service to issue a freeze warning for most of the valley. A little bit milder south and east for Clinton and Warren County, so frost advisories posted there, meaning temperatures may hover just above the freezing mark. Either way, I would certainly protect any vegetation you may want to live just a bit longer. And if you want your pumpkin to survive a bit longer, you might want to bring it inside or cover it up as well as temperatures drop tonight.
Stay tuned. Eric's exclusive forecast coming up. Dayton cops say a man shot by officers Friday night was wanted for failure to appear in a child neglect case.
Mr. Morrow has a history of contact with law enforcement. 1996, a felonious assault conviction. 1998, a felonious assault conviction. 2005, a robbery conviction. 2010, a possession of cocaine conviction.
Antoine Morrow is still in the hospital in serious but stable condition.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
Dayton Power and Light says banners honoring veterans in New Lebanon must come down or else the city is going to get a hefty bill.
This has been going on for 3 years in New Lebanon, but this summer DPNL noticed and told the village in emails we obtained from New Lebanon they have to come down, quote, shortly after Veterans Day or DPNL will remove them. And DPNL told the village it needs permission before putting them back up.
WHIO's John Bedell says city leaders tell him they cannot pay the price that could reach $328 per pole. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell.
A freeze warning in effect for most of the Miami Valley. It's a frost advisory, though, for Warren and Clinton County. Either way, a chilly night down to about 33 as skies slowly clear late tonight. We'll look for a frosty start in the morning, then partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. A high temperature back up to 56. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Clear precipitation at this hour, but temperatures are dropping. It is 41 degrees in Piqua, 45 in Springfield, and 44 in Dayton at 733. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Hi, it's Larry Hansgen. I had a red-eye trip back from San Diego with the Dayton Flyer football team. Boy, was I glad to get back with MyPillow at home and catch up on some sleep. Beginning yesterday afternoon through the night, I had a great night's sleep with MyPillow, and I am ready to take on a brand new week. You know, MyPillow helps me sleep so much better, and I know it can do the same for you. They got a great deal right now. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free, so you and someone you love are both going to start sleeping better than ever. If you'd like to call, you can do that. 1-800-320-1481. Ask for the Buy One, Get One Free special. And again, use the promo code WHIO. Now, MyPillow is so convinced, as am I, that it's going to help you sleep better than ever. They are extending their money-back guarantee. Not just a 60-day money-back guarantee. When you buy right now, you've got a money-back guarantee through March 1st.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back here to Milano's. Another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show here on the home of the Flyers as Dayton coming off a tough 36-34 loss to San Diego on the road last week is home this week to take on the Drake Bulldogs. And Coach, you and I talked right after the game that, you know what, the reality is that with San Diego now opening up some daylight atop the PFL and the Flyers with now two PFL losses, realistically, the chances of a league championship are just not there anymore.
Yes.
What do you say to your team?
What we say to the team is that we've got a lot more to play for. We've got four games. We've got four games to play. And we're sitting at 3-4 right now. And last year was not a great year, and we ended up under 500. We want to be better. Our program is better than being under 500. We want to finish strong here, four games, could finish 7-4. Not the kind of season that Dayton program wants to have, but it's better than it was last year. And that's what you're always trying to do. You're trying to be better. And so we got pride to play for. We've got great competition, and that's what competitors want. They want to play against good people and not so that they can go out and prove how good they are. So I would anticipate our players being excited about the next four games, especially this coming week against Drake, back at home, to go out and play the way that we know we can play and to get another PFL victory.
Junior wide receiver Ryan Skibinski with us on the Rick Chamberlain Show, and it was a long trip back. And I don't think anyone enjoyed it. Anyone enjoyed it, win, lose, or whatever. But having all that time to sit and kind of reflect on the game and also think about what's next, was that a chance for you to kind of do a little reset, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's always tough after a loss, but this one was a lot tougher because it was after San Diego and we had a long trip home. It took like half a day to get back. So, you know, we did a lot of thinking. We couldn't watch the film quite yet, so you were just like replaying plays through your head, like thinking what you could have done better. And, you know, I think by the end of that trip, we all kind of just like moved on, and, you know, you have to if you want to have a good season. So I think we're all moved on and we're ready to keep going.
Even though it was just a really long trip and everyone was really tired, but by the time you got off the bus back on campus, were you almost anxious to get back to work?
Yeah, I mean, yes, in a way. You know, treatment first. I mean, you need that after a game. So get some treatment and then get some sleep right after. And, you know, we're all ready to work right now. We need to have a great week of practice coming up. Drake's a great team, and we definitely want to have a good record this year. So we just got to keep moving forward.
Christian Kelly, as a freshman, are you looking around at some of the upperclassmen and saying, okay, how are we going to handle this? You looking for them for your cues as to what you need to do moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. I always look up to the upperclassmen to see what they do to know that what I need to do to become a better football player. After a tough loss like this, you can't just dwell on it, can't think about it. You just got to move on from it, learn from your mistakes, and to know what you did, and just become even better the next week.
What's been the biggest change for you football-wise, going from high school where, you know, obviously you had a very fine career to now, you know, being a new guy in college and, you know, and a freshman in a sport that is, you know, it's kind of dominated by experience?
I would have to say really the speed of the game, because when I went out there against Robert Morris the first play of the game, I'm just like, whoa, this is not high school. The speed is just a lot faster. But also at the same time, just being calm, being poised out there, you know. If I give up a catch, you know, have that next play mentality. That's why I like the guys on my team so much. They're always coaching me up and giving me words of encouragement just to always be positive out there.
You know what? You're not the only person that says, wow, the speed is really shocking. Usually the officials in San Diego say that.
Yes.
But we won't belabor that point. That's just one of the things that you have to live with day in, day out. You know, when you met as a staff, Rick, and like you say, there's a lot to play for, a chance to get better. What is it you like about this team right now as you get ready to take them down these final four games?
What I like is the grit of the team there. That just the idea that we're better than what this record is showing. We've not played a complete game in those four losses. It really is. It wasn't like, boy, this team is so much better than us and we just can't compete. It's mistakes that have hurt us there. And so the idea is, okay, guys, well, let's make sure that we do everything we can so we're not making those mistakes and missing those tackles that has cost us in these losses here. And just that idea, I think the guys, they understand about the tradition of Dayton football, and they want to live up to that standard, and they want to live up to the legacy that they want to leave for this team. And that's why I don't have any concerns about effort and attention to detail, all those things. The guys will be into it. I know they will.
Ryan Skibinski, coach, mentioned grit, and more than once I've said both on the air and in just talking when the other team's broadcasters say, hey, tell me about this team, I make the comment about the group that includes you, Matt Tunnicliffe, Kyle Butts, and J.P. Forcucci, and then you throw Adam Troutman in there as well, but especially you guys that are either wideouts or slot receivers. You're not that typical receiver that gets dressed in front of the mirror before the game, puts in hair gel, and, you know, and makes sure that the towel is even. And, you know, you guys have a little bit of grit to you, a little bit of, you know, where's that come from?
I mean, our coaches are always honest, you know. Be tough. I mean, we can't just, you know, go out there catch the ball. We also have to be a factor in the, you know, blocking game as well in the run game. So anything we can do to win, we do it. So I think Tuna is a pretty good leader for us too. He's a blue collar guy. He loves the blocking. He loves, you know, the effort, you know, practice, all that. So I think, I mean, we kind of like all like thrive off that. And I think we all do have a great group of guys. We all do have a lot of grit, and we just take pride in what we do.
What's Coach Fillmore bring to the table in working with you guys?
I mean, obviously he's an experienced player, experienced coach as well. He was a great player back in the day, so I think he just brings ideas like what we can do on our routes or like anything we can do to get open. I mean, he's brought a lot. He's made us as a group improve a lot over these past few years. I've seen it. I've been here 3 years, and I think this is the best we've looked. So I think he's done a lot for us.
You know, I see you nodding your head, Coach, and chime in. I mean, this is, as a group,
yes.
I think this might be the toughest receiving core you've had, in my memory, at least.
They are. Yeah, you could pick any one of them. In years past, you have your best blocker. You have the guy who maybe runs the best route, that sort of thing. To me, I think our wide receiver group is good in all phases of the game, whether it's blocking, whether it's running routes, whether it's running with the ball. They are. They're a complete football player out there, a complete group. That's why we interchange them so much. We can roll. We never skip a beat. No matter who's in, they're going to get the job done. And that's what opens up weapons for others, the running game, the passing game to Troutman, when these guys out here on the outside are doing such a great job like they have been.
Yeah, listening to all the guys, I left out Marcus Hurd, who's starting to –
Marcus.
Is just kind of came from nowhere. Now, all of a sudden, he's out there making plays
for you. He is, too. I tell you, and we've always felt that about Marcus. And he was just quite not there the last couple years. But this year, from about the third game on, he has showed us that he can block. He's made some outstanding catches. I mean, just – he did one Saturday. They're over on their sideline there. I looked and he caught it. So that depth, that keeps them fresh, that wears the secondary down, and you don't have to worry about which side to run to because they're all equally good at blocking on the run.
All right. Well, step away from the X's and O's of football, and this will be the last revisit of San Diego. But something happened on the trip, and on social media, be it Facebook or Twitter, I wouldn't call it viral, but it's gotten a lot of buzz. And that was practice on Friday.
Yes.
You're on the San Diego practice field, and at one end of the practice field is a group of kids that are, preschoolers that are being taken care of and taught by some early education students at the university. And you didn't go shoo them, you know. You didn't get you weren't that crotchety old guy, you know. Get off my lawn, you kids. You know, you didn't go run down and chase them off. You went and sat with those kids and talked to them, and even incorporated them in practice. What possessed you to do that?
Well, I saw them down there, and they were doing their little games and everything. So I start walking down to them there because in my mind, Larry, I was thinking, I want to bring these kids up to do jumping jacks with us at the end. Because you know how we call a guy out, a coach or whoever, to finish up our cows. So I start walking towards them, and one of the teachers says, we'll leave. We'll leave. I think they thought I was coming to tell them to get off. And I said, no. I said, I'm looking for some volunteers to help me do some jumping jacks up here. Well, all at once, two or three of them just started, I know how to do jumping jacks. So all at once, they all followed. And we got up there, and I took a knee, and they were all around me, and then they started asking me questions. They started asking me my name, of course. And I told them my name, and one little girl said, Raccoon? And I said, no, Rick. And they were telling me their names, and Nathan and Carolyn and Timmy. So I told him, I said, now we're going to get up here and we're going to do some jumping jacks. And one of the little boys kept telling me, my dad's a football coach. I know how to do jumping jacks. I know how to do jumping jacks. And so I was really enjoying the time. 4-year-olds, 3-year-olds, they got to bring a smile to your face. And our players had just been through a long trip and everything, and I thought it'd be something different for them. And they were into it. They couldn't wait. So when we came to that point there, I said, okay, let's go. And so they all ran up there, and we did our jumping jacks. And then when we go to run our lines, I think a couple of them thought they were supposed to do that too. They took off running with the team, and the teacher's yelling, come back, come back. It was fun. It was fun. And football is fun, Larry. Football is fun. I don't care what your age is. And so to have those little ones be a part of our group, that made it special, that trip.
And if you've ever been around a four-year-old and you ask him, tell me about your day, they will tell you. And so I'm sure that their parents got quite a tale about what their day was like after their encounter with Dayton Flyer football. Yeah. Well, we're going to get find out more about two football players, Christian Kelly and Ryan Skibinski, what they're like off the field, their interests, their hopes, their dreams. That's all coming up, plus a look at Drake. It's the Rick Chamberlain Show. We're live at Milano's here on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. President Trump spends the day touring Florida and Georgia in the wake of Hurricane Michael. A Springboro woman is accused of stealing almost $200,000 from a youth baseball organization. And a freeze warning is issued for most of the Miami Valley as temperatures plummet overnight. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO Continuing News.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom. Transformative action. Trusted advisors.
Maytag and Logan Master Appliance will help you stand up to messes with a Maytag brand kitchen suite that's engineered to resist fingerprints, so stainless steel keeps looking stainless. The easy-to-clean, fingerprint-resistant stainless steel finish keeps your kitchen looking as good on the outside as it works on the inside. See store for full details and qualified models. Logan Master Appliance. When service matters, call the masters.
At McAfee, we believe in supporting and reinvesting in our community. Through scholarships, local charities, and even on the sports fields, we're always working with you in mind. Any season, any time, McAfee.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Skies will slowly clear towards sunrise. Frost developing, prompting a freeze warning for most of the valley tonight. Drop down to about 33 in the morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at a Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
And welcome back to Milano's here on Brown Street. The Dayton Flyers are home this week, taking on the Drake Bulldogs 1 o'clock at Welcome Stadium. We'll tell you more about that as we are learning more tonight about two members of the Dayton Flyer football team, junior wide receiver Ryan Skibinski out of Geneva, Illinois, and from Sycamore High School in Cincinnati, freshman cornerback Christian Kelly. Ryan, we'll start with you. And, again, you've been down this road before, so tell us what you're majoring in at the University of Dayton.
My major is finance, so I'm a junior. I'm getting more into my finance classes, so I kind of see what I'll enjoy coming up.
So you're trying to figure out what you would enjoy, your thoughts professionally being what?
I'm not really quite sure what I want to do yet. I've had an internship. I'm looking to get another one this summer, so This last one was a smaller company, and this one this summer will be with a bigger company. So I'll see kind of where I fit in.
So as you're starting to get more into your major, the classes themselves become a little bit more focused on those type of things. What's been the best class you've taken so far that you're saying like, okay, yeah, this is what it's all about?
I think a really interesting one that I'm in right now is investments. It's finance class. I think I've learned the most out of this class. I'm enjoying it. I'm taking a lot away from it. It's a tough class, but I'm definitely learned a lot from it.
All right, flip side of that coin, and please don't name any professors, but the one where you go, why am I here?
Ooh, can't say I've really had one of those too much this year, but my freshman year, you know, I had a few where, you know, they were tough classes and they weren't really related to my major. So like history, like English classes, I wasn't too focused in, but I got through them. So.
All right. So when you're not studying finance and investing, when you're not in the weight room, the practice field, what's Ryan Skibinski do for fun?
Free time, either watching sports or playing some video games. You know, Fortnite's a big one out there that I do enjoy. Call of Duty as well, new one's coming out. So video games is a big one for me.
Now, most of the guys that come on the show that are video game, I mean, really competitive type of people.
Yeah.
Is that one of the competitive outlets for you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're all competitive people, and each one of those games is competitive. You know, you're competing against your friends, or whether it's like 2K or Madden, you know, you're always competing against your friends. It's a lot of fun, though. So, you know, I enjoy it in my pastime.
All right. Well, you know a little bit more about Ryan Skibinski, and if someday you're in the market for a finance guy, give the football office a call. Maybe they can hook you up with Ryan Skibinski, mm-hmm. who's got another year, and then he's going to be out there in the world. Not in the world yet, just in the college football world, and now as a freshman is Christian Kelly out of Cincinnati Sycamore High School. Do you know yet what you're majoring in at the University of Dayton?
As of right now, no, I'm still undecided. But I've been to quite a few presentations about each major, so I'm starting to get like a little bit of an idea.
Okay, and Ryan talked about freshman year having to take classes that, oh gosh, I got to take them, but I just don't know if it's really going to be applicable to what I want to do. Have you had that type of encounter yet where you're thinking, oh man, what is this?
Yes, I've been experiencing that so far quite a bit.
Okay, but has there been one that you go, wow, college is cool, I like this? What's been your best class so far?
I would have to say my English class, the English 100, my writing class. For I like my professor a lot. And I really actually do enjoy coming to that class every day.
All right. Well, that's always good to hear. So when you are looking to relax and enjoy yourself away from the classroom, away from football, what do you do for fun?
I just really just hang in my room, chill in my bed, watch Netflix, play video games with my roommate.
Okay. Now you have a high school teammate that's with you, is also a freshman, also a defensive back, Kayla Six. Are you guys roommates, or are you?
Oh, we're roommates.
Roommates. Okay, so you guys are okay. You're the twins from Sycamore, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know a little bit more about Christian Kelly as well, and once he decides his major, we'll let you know. And then that'll be a couple years from now, and then you can start thinking about adding him to your workforce, because these guys do a great job as football players, and the track record for football players beyond the playing field is certainly a great one here at the University of Dayton. Let's go back to the task at hand this week, Coach. Drake comes in having lost their first PFL game last week. They've a one-loss team, though, so they're still – they're still in the running, because they've got their own game against San Diego coming up. What else can you tell us about Drake?
Drake is a typical Drake team of that we play each and every year. Their defense, very physical. One of the best, if not the best defense, stat-wise, in the PFL. Fast, big, all those things. Offensively, they got a senior quarterback that is right now just ranked right behind Lawrence, San Diego's quarterback. Big people on the offense, big receivers. Christian's going to go up against some pretty tall individuals out there, but very efficient in what they do. physical football team. And that's what the PFL is becoming. It's not a finesse league. It is a physical league. And so we're going to have to be ready for another matchup like that.
Well, and you've got back-to-back weeks where this is a case, if you're a Dayton Flyer football player, get used to this because that's going to be the case. You're going to be everyone's big game. But particularly San Diego with the track record there, and Drake. I would venture to say that if you ask a Drake player, what's the big game for you every year, they're going to say Dayton.
Oh, most definitely. And many years ago, Larry, when their program was just kind of getting going, really starting to get successful, they said, we're just emulating what the Dayton Flyers do, what kind of program they run. And from just resources and the support staff, all those things, right down to the kind of players they recruit. And so they're one of the best, and they know to be the best in our conference, they got to have victories against the Dayton Flyers. And last year we got them. It was our first PFL win last year at their place, and that's tough to do. So I'm sure they're going to be fired up to go against the Flyers this Saturday.
Ryan Skibinski, did Drake look at you at all when? Because I know they like to recruit Illinois, as does Dayton.
Yes, they did look at me. I actually took a visit there. There and Butler were the other PFL schools that recruited me. You know, good schools, good players as well. But I just like Dayton a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you came here.
I am
and
too.
You know what? Christian's glad you came here because I don't think he'd want to try to cover you on Saturday. All right. So, you know, all jokes aside, you know, it's a big game this week, a chance to bounce back and keep this ship back, you know, keep it back towards the goal that you want to have at the end of the year. What's your focus this week, Ryan?
First things first is practice. We got to have a good week of practice. Coach always emphasizes that. You know, we trust that. He always says if we have a good week, you know, you'll have a good game. So I think it starts there. We definitely need to have a good week of practice. Do the right thing, you know, the whole week. And just have, you know, kind of erase last week, learn from it, move on. And, you know, we got to bring it this week. It's a good football team.
Christian Kelly, you said that you've gotten better at looking at film. So what are you going to be focusing on this week when you study that aspect of the Drake Bulldogs?
I just always want to look at the receivers mainly, see how they're coming off the line, how they like to block, what type of routes they run. Also, like, how the quarterback releases the ball. That's a big thing I learned, looking at the quarterback for a three-step, five-step read. That's really a big thing that I'm trying to get down and get better each week.
All right, Coach, as you get ready to take these guys back out on the practice field, what's going to be your point of emphasis?
Our point of emphasis is to keep intense, keep the intensity going. Sure, maybe that PFL championship is not realistic now, but we have four games, and we want to go out and do our best performance. So the intensity, the emotional level, we got to keep that high. And that'll be my focus this week.
All right, Dayton Drake, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Welcome Stadium. We'll have coverage for you here on the home of the Flyers. Mike Kelly and I will be there. Pre-game show starts at 12:30. Again, kickoff at 1 o'clock. We're back here then next Monday night to talk about it here on the Rick Chamberlain Show. On behalf of our engineer-producer tonight, Griff Getz, also our student-athletes, Ryan Skibinski and Christian Kelly, and, of course, the coach, Rick Chamberlain, I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everybody, and go Flyers.